The Charlie Battisti & Co, Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Questions without notes.
Ah, excitement is still here. Daisy's just leaving us. I don't think she's heading back.
She's going to get another tattoo.
Is she? Oh, she's going to party with Jeff. Yeah, good on her. Two winners. Jeff has just won the...
Oh, crikey, Jeff. Over the moon.
He's excited. He whipped his chompers out pretty quick.
Sister Sally, is it 66 to 1?
Just jumped in the car. Is that Daisy Pierce on the radio? Yes, indeed. He didn't recognise the voice. She has tied one on. She celebrated like the premiership winning captain.
Like you should.
Should.
You should, Gary. You should. That's exactly what you should do. And then you should do it every year after that as well for the rest of your life.
Can we just throw the lines open? Our last 26 minutes for the year. Give us a call. You don't have to, but we'd like to have a chat with you.
Were you happy with your draft hand, Melbourne? Were you happy with the players that landed?
Yeah, we got a kid called Matt Jefferson.
What do you like about him?
Well, I happened to watch the game that he kicked 7 goals in.
Wow.
So he was playing full forward for, I think, Vic Metro. It was at Icon Park. He kept clunking them.
Is he a ready-mader?
Well, you know what, the big key forwards don't take a little bit of time, but he can tell you what, he can mark the ball. And they reckon he just keeps kicking goals. And then also another kid by the name of Jed Adams, who I'm not that familiar with, but he's a tall defender. What about your mob?
Yeah, no, we got a good hand. I think we got a really good hand in the draft. We've got the two Davies, okay. So there fills a real gap in Essendon's list, a couple of small crumbing forwards, you know, quick, smart, small crumbing forwards, yep. You've got Tippy coming back too. If they can get him fit, that's a great thing. He's going to be like a recruit. You know, when you watch the tape, you watch the highlight tape of players. Now, obviously, you're going to see all their good stuff. Otherwise, that wouldn't be on their highlights tape. But I was watching the kid Anthony Mankara, who's the boy from the Tiwi Islands who's been playing over in the under-18s in South Australia.
Is he an academy player for...
Yes. Yeah. I was just watching his highlight tape. And the thing that I really loved, not so much was the first effort, but he loves to follow up in the play. You know how some players are naturally just, they stay with the ball and what's happening and unfolding?
Yes.
He's one of those players.
I mean, about him.
He looks really good. He looks good.
They said his upside might be off the charts. Played much footy? He only played half a dozen games or something last year.
I'm not sure about that, but he's from the Tiwi Islands. He's been over there in Adelaide. And he's a nice size. He's got genuine speed. He's got great vision.
He might take a while, but...
Gee, he looks like he's got some promise.
I did. I read all about him. And then the rookie draft came along and the Demons took a kid who was playing for Xavier. I want to talk to you about Joe, isn't it? Mm. And then he must be up the country. So he went back and played under-18s in the Golden Valley for Mansfield. He kicked 24 goals against
in a game?
Yeah, against Tatura. So, I don't know. I read where he went to that training session that Paul Connors puts on for all his players, and Melbourne were there and watching all the other players and went, he looks all right, and did their homework, and that was a story that emerged, so I reckon. And then also I love that story about the Collingwood boy from Wangaratta, who got taken as well.
Richards,
yeah. So
it's a time to get excited though, isn't it? Like it's a time to be as optimistic. This is the most optimistic time for every football club out there. I'm going on Essendon's website. I'm watching the interviews that they've been conducting with Scotty, my new coach, and everybody. I'm loving what I'm hearing from him too. Like, he just sounds like somebody, and he should be somebody who knows exactly what it is that he's doing and what he's going to put in place.
Yeah,
because he's been there, he's done that, he's been out of the game, he's been observing others. Now he's stepping back into the game and just hearing from players what they're talking about. They're very excited about what they're seeing there.
I'm excited.
And if you are an Essendon player, then get yourself nice and fit before you turn up. Hey, we just keep giving stuff away. ENS, great supporters too. Robbie Sinclair's coming in, $1,000 voucher. We're going to give that away as well.
Oh, goodness me.
What about that?
That is unbelievable.
Now someone said
you are the most generous person on radio right now.
Nathan says, "Cause I got 4 months off and he's a Rosebud member. How about a round of golf with a few of the younger lads? Happy to,
Nathan.
I'll leave your details and I'll have a game of golf with you over the summer months. Looking forward to it.
You should have gone to Jeff's dentist. I think she may have done a better job.
I think Jeff's had his in for longer.
He sounded a lot smoother.
I've only had mine in for 12 hours. I tell you what, it's been one of the more traumatic days for me today. But well,
don't forget to come to my place after the show. You've got to pick up your tomato plants.
I can't. I've got to go the other way. So you keep growing.
Well, I carry those tomato plants on the plane up to Byron Bay. I'll get arrested. Traffic.
This tree is a symbol of the spirit of the Griswold family Christmas.